At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Hundreds of North Texans are heading to Austin for Texas Muslim Capital Day. The lobbying effort gives Muslims an opportunity to meet with elected officials and learn about the political process and civic advocacy. Aliyah Salem heads the DFW chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, or CARE.
We have a responsibility to engage in our civic duties, and absolutely that includes politics and understanding the political process, because otherwise we're going to be here, you know, for a while. If we don't start getting savvy on voting, if we don't start getting savvy on advocating for issues.
Salem expects turnout in the thousands because of President Trump's travel ban on travelers from seven predominantly Muslim nations and the weekend protests against it across Texas. CARE's North Texas chapter expects to take at least five buses to the Capitol. The governor will give his State of the State address later this morning in Austin. You can watch Greg Abbott outline his priorities for the year's legislative session at keranews.org at 11. Reporters and editors from public radio stations across the state will annotate the governor's remarks. Nationwide, teacher attrition is about 8% a year. Two-thirds of those who leave do so because of dissatisfaction. As part of our American Graduate Initiative, Chris Boyd talked with a panel of North Texas education experts about how to change that. Kelly Kovacic leads regional educator initiatives for the nonprofit group Commit. John Gasco is dean of the School of Education at UNT Dallas. And Ivan Duran is a Dallas School District deputy superintendent.
Kelly, we'll start with you. We've arrived at this moment when the demand for teachers is growing and the number of Texas college students graduating with education degrees is shrinking every year.
What we see is a declining number of students that are interested in the teaching profession. And then as teachers enter into the profession, that many of them are leaving very early in their careers. And we think there's a couple key drivers to this. One is just that as the economy is improving, there becomes a need to make even more clear and compelling why teaching both is such an important profession, a transformative profession, but also one that allows students to really sort of stretch their abilities to be creative, to work in ways that are entrepreneurial and innovative.
Do I have this right, Ivan? More than half of the teachers in classrooms in public schools in Dallas County have gone through the alternative certification program rather than coming to the job with education degrees.
Yeah, there is a large number of teachers that are choosing to go into alternative certification programs. And I think on one hand, it gives people that have had some kind of career experience, you know, content knowledge, you know, the opportunity to be able to, you know, think about a career in education. But I think the issue or challenge with that is that oftentimes, you know, someone may know their content really well, but the idea of actually delivering that information and interacting with students and really helping students find passion around that subject is a whole nother conversation, a whole nother challenge that we face.
What makes the biggest difference is, do they have clinical experience prior to day one? Have you had the opportunity to work with an experienced teacher? Have you had clinical experience to be able to get feedback, to be trained? And we're finding that a lot of our students that are going through are getting that clinical experience before becoming teachers, but those that aren't are the ones that are struggling the most. And so a lot of our focus here in Dallas County and in Tarrant County is, how do we ensure that every single teacher prior to beginning on day one has clinical experience that is robust, that is meaningful, that provides them with the experience to feel well prepared?
Can really good, you know, training and education make anybody an effective teacher? Or is there some kind of special sauce, some temperament, some kind of motivation that maybe some of us have and some of us don't?
Absolutely. I believe there's always something to be said for people who have natural gifts and tendencies, but training is really a big part of the solution. However, it's got to be the right kind of training. For example, I think for too long, we focused too much on the cognitive and intellectual preparation of our candidates and made teaching really anchored in the mind. We've got to extend that life of the mind into the life of practice and give teachers regular and recurring clinical exposure to the reality of what they'll face when they enter the classroom. But recently, and what we're finding now is that we also need to do an exceptional job in educating their emotions. Because you no doubt have heard that a lot of teachers are burning out, they're high stressed. And so for a long time, we've just not paid attention to that.
Let's just say there's a percentage of incredibly well-qualified, really gifted teachers, and a percentage who are doing their very best and are adequate, but are not that top tier. Should we divide out the top tier so that every campus has an equal share of them commensurate to the number of students? Or should we send those very best teachers to the schools that are serving the most challenged students?
You know, we need to do both. But in Dallas in particular, you know, one of the things that we started up was called ACE, Accelerating Campus Excellence. We took our best teachers and encouraged them and incentivized those to go to some of our most struggling schools. You know, our schools that have some of the highest needs also have some of the newest teachers and the least experienced teachers and the teachers who have not been as effective. And so ACE started up 2 years ago, and at that time, only less than 24% of the teachers in those seven schools were rated as effective. So the ACE program was an opportunity for us to recruit teachers and incentivize them to go to the schools. We gave them a really nice incentive, you know, $12,000, you know, to go for the year. But we also encouraged them to go in teams. You know, we wanted to see them go from a school where they were having success and classroom experience into another school where there was not as much success. And the great thing about it is that over the last year, we saw some really phenomenal outcomes from those schools. Six of the seven schools came off the IR list, you know, that the state has, and, you know, many of the schools had double-digit gains.
You can listen to the rest of this conversation at think.kera.org. Coming up on the BBC News Hour, a look at the law and politics of President Trump firing his acting attorney general after she questioned the legality of his immigration ban. That's coming up at 9 o'clock. As for the forecast, sunny skies, a high of 75. Temperatures will drop to 52 overnight, and then tomorrow, sunny with a high of 75 again. It's 50 degrees now in Dallas, 49 in Fort Worth,